This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm Barbara Bogave. All right, I guess we better settle down and get to taxes. Midnight Monday, of course, is the deadline to file. This hour, we're looking at taxes from all sorts of perspectives. To start us off, here's a very personal view on the whole business from someone right in the trenches.
Hi, my name is Michelle Knight. I'm a CPA and owner of Knight Accounting and Technology in Keystone, Colorado. Very few people in this world wake up in the morning excited to go do tax returns. After 10 years in this job, and I'm only 34, so I guess I've been doing this now a third of my life, I actually do wake up every morning excited to go to work. And the reason is I'm truly helping people. Of course, there's the bad days, the phone calls where I have to tell someone they owe $60,000 and they pass out. But there's so many good days. I make most of my income by April of each year, so the rest of the year I get to stay home with my kids and have a good time. It really is a great profession. So tax return pricing, I personally have a price list, and it's per form. So if you have a Schedule C, I'm going to tell you that's going to cost between $85 and $175. Whether we state this or not, accountants have little extra charges they throw in for the people that make their lives more difficult. So if somebody arrives with everything tied out in a nice, neat pile, the price is going to be cheaper than somebody that arrives with a shoebox. We might not put that in writing. We might not state that up front. However, it's jokingly in the industry, it's called a PETA fee, pain in the fill in the blank. If you make our life more difficult, if you end up calling a month later and say, oh, whoops, I forgot these three things, then we're going to call it the remailing fee or the reprinting fee. The more easy you make your accountant's life, the cheaper your price will be. I did actually have, for the first time this year, somebody that called and said their dog ate their 1099. So I honestly didn't charge for that excuse because that was just cracked me up. So if you also make me smile, sometimes your price is a little cheaper as well. You know, there's always some pretty memorable clients. For instance, someone that works in a hair salon that insists that they get to deduct their hair and nails because they're in the industry. And they would talk to the other girls in the shop, and everybody would say they were taking the deduction. Well, I looked at a couple returns, and I found out that no one was taking the deductions. What accountants sort of do is shake our heads and smile and nod and say, sure, no problem, we'll take that, and then we never put it on the return. Because, of course, we don't want to get our clients upset, but we also don't want them doing anything illegal.
Certified public accountant Michelle Knight is co-owner of Knight Accounting and Technology with her husband Dave in Keystone, Colorado.